Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God. Give praise to the King. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on, put your hands together. Let's bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Our broadcast is on the air.
at this time. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace, and we just like to give you that special invitation to come and go with us. But the word of God says, man should always pray and not to faint. So it is so important that we pray. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify your name. We thank you, dear God, for the great, for the mighty things that you have done. We thank you, dear God, for the great and the mighty things, God, that you're going to do according to your word. We thank you today, God, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. God, we thank you for the word, God, that you going to speak unto your people. God, calls healing and deliverance, God, to be manifested in their life. And this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Yes, you are listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. Yes, we are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. Today, here on this broadcast, we are going to be talking about the Word of God. No, we're not going to be talking about that movie, that best magazine, something that you read on yesterday, something that you've seen on television on last night, not even your favorite newspaper, but we're going to be talking about the Word of God, which is able to deliver, to cause salvation, able to make us whole, mind, body, soul, and spirit. So today we want you, if you have your Bibles, to please turn to the Acts of the 9th chapter, beginning at that 32nd verse. And it reads, and it came to pass, as Peter passed throughout all quarters, out of all quarters, he came down also to the saints which dwell at Lydda. And there he found a certain man named Aeneas, which had kept his bed years and was sick of the palsy. And Peter said to Aeneas, Jesus Christ, make you whole. Arise, make your bed. And he arose immediately. And all that dwelt at Lydda and Saron saw him and turned to the Lord. This just a part of a believer, a part of a believer that's walking in authority and the power of God. The Word of God said that we shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon us. I believe today that miracles is for today. It was not a time wherein it's not for just the time that the disciples that walked with Jesus wherein miracles was happening. It wasn't just when Jesus caused things to happen. The Bible let us know that these signs shall follow them that believe. The question is, are we a believer? Are we believing the word of God? Are we standing on the word of God? The word of God let us know that all things are possible to him that believeth. When we see the apostle Peter as he had found this man, and the man name was Aeneas, which had been in bed for 8 years. The man was sick of the palsy. The man could not get up. He was continually in bed. He was there for a long time. Could you imagine someone being sick for 8 years, not able to get up, not able to go to the grocery store, not able to cook their food, not able to even almost throw their clothes. But yet there are people in 2014 that is in the same position. There are people that in 2014 that is going through sickness in their bodies, and they cannot get up. Not only can they not get up, they have been in that way for a very long time. Some of them been in that way for years after years. But even as the man of God, the man that had power, the man had authority, the man that had faith to believe God, the Bible said, if we have the faith of a grain of mustard seed and say to the mountain, be thou moved, the word of God said that it shall be moved. So whatever situation, whatever difficult situation that's in our lives, if we can just have faith in God, and we can just believe God, and we can just walk in the authority of God. When Peter seen the man in the way, when he seen him and knowing that the man had been there 8 years and was sick of the palsy, Peter said unto him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ, not Peter, but Jesus Christ. Sometimes we get it mixed up. Sometimes we think that we're doing this thing in ourselves. But it's not about us. All about Jesus Christ. Peter said, Jesus Christ, make you whole. He's the one that heals. He's the one that delivers. He's the one that makes us free. He's the one that gave his life 2,000 years ago for your healing, for my healing, for our deliverance. He's the one that brought about the reason why that we can believe the word of God and to receive salvation for our sins to be forgiven us. So Peter said to him, Jesus Christ, make you whole. And he said, arise and make your bed. Hey, you don't have to lay down here or lie down here any longer. But arise and make your bed. Get it together. Make your bed. And he arose immediately. He believed God. He believed the man of God, what the man of God was saying to him, because he was tired of being in the same away. He was tired of having to stay in the bed. He was tired of having someone else trying to do for him. But because he believed the man of God, because he believed the man of God that had the answer. Come on. Jesus is the answer for whatever may be ailing you. Yes, I said it. Yes. Jesus is the answer for whatever may be ailing you, any sickness, any disease, any stress, any anxiety that you may be going through. I mean, Jesus is the one that is the healer. Now, this man had been there 8 years, and apparently the doctors could not help him, because apparently no one else was walking in the power of God that was able to cause this man in Jesus' name to know enough, to have faith enough to believe God to heal this man. How long is it going to take us, come on, to believe God? How long is it going to take us as believers to go and to lay hand upon the sick and to see them recover? How long are we going to wait for the blind, the people that have been blind for years, those that have even been born blind? How long is it going to take us to move in faith and do as Peter did? Peter told Aeneas, he said, Jesus Christ, make you whole. And then he told him to arise. In other words, get up and make your bed. And it's time for people everywhere that have infirmities and sickness in their body. It's time for them to rise and get up. And that's what many times the Lord has spoken to not only his people. And I remember when he told Jonah to go to Nineveh, he told him to rise. In other words, don't be stagnated. Don't keep standing that same old, doing the same thing that you're doing. Stop daydreaming. Get up and be about my business. So the blind can see and the lame can walk. Yeah, be about my business so souls will be saved. Be about my business so that life will be changed. Be about my business so that the drug dealer know that he can be delivered from drugs. Be about my business, yes, so that drunkard will know that he don't have to get drunk anymore. Be about my business so that the fornicator and the whoremonger, they don't have to live in that life, any that lifestyle any longer. If we can only be about God's business. Not only that Peter said, because he told the man to rise and to get up, but God is also speaking to the people of God to arise and get up. So when we are obedient to God, things are going to happen in our lives when we obey God, when we are obedient to God. The man arose, and he rose immediately. All that dwell at that place, all that dwell in Lada and Sarah saw him and turned to the Lord. You see, when we obey God, the Bible says signs and wonders going to follow us. Not only that, the sick going to be healed. And deliverance is going to be made manifested in the people's lives. And you know what is going to happen? We're going to get more believers that's going to believe the word because they see the signs and the wonders being manifested according to the word of God. Not because Mary McCoy said it, no. Not because somebody else said it, it's because of the word of God, because of the power of God. Because the word of God said, heaven and earth may pass away, but not one jot or one tittle of the word will fail. So when we continue to walk through and walk down the pathway of the word of God and taking a walk through this ninth chapter of Acts, we see in that 36th verse, it reads, now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and deeds which she did. It came to pass in those days that she was sick and died. When they had washed, they laid her in an upper chamber. And forasmuch as Lydda was near to Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent to him two men, desiring him that he would not delay to come to them. And Peter rose and went with them. And when he had come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all of the widows stood by him, weeping and showing him the coat and the garment of Dorcas made while she was with them. Let's look at what we have already read. We see that Peter was at Joppa, and it tells us about the disciple. It says a certain disciple, and it gives her name. It tells her that her name was Tabitha. And with the interpretation was Dorcas. And the word tells us this woman, she was full of good works. She did a whole lot of things. She was a woman that had a vision. She was a woman that was full of good works. She did a lot of alms deeds, a lot of charity work. I just want to say to you this morning, that's great. That's an honorable thing to do a lot of alms deeds, to do charity, to be able to bless people. That's honestly, that is a great thing. That is a good thing. But we also have to recognize that many people out there in the world today who are not saved, that are doing alms deeds, that are helping the sick, that are feeding the homeless, they're doing a whole lot of things, and they are good things, those things that we should be doing because they have that compassion to do things of this sort. But the main thing it is, what I want to say to you this morning, a part of while we're walking through this, is that our relationship with Jesus Christ has to change. Our word that we have said for God to forgive us for our sins or come into our heart and save us, we must have a right fellowship and relationship with Jesus Christ. Having the doing the things that Dorcas did was an honorable, blessed thing to do. But the word of God tells us that she was one of the disciples. She was a disciple as well. She was a believer. And so therefore, it made it even a more better because of the fact that she believed God. She knew God. She had a relationship with God. Although she did one of the things that enhanced those things, she did good work. She did it on deed. But the word of God tells us that it came to pass one day, in those days, that this woman was sick. And the word tells us that not only was she sick, but she died. They washed her. In other words, they prepared her body, and they put her and laid her in the upper chamber. And forasmuch as Lydda was near to Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent for him. They sent two men to Peter, desiring Peter that he would come and not delay to come to them. And when Peter rose and went, the word of God say, they brought him to the upper chamber. And all the widows stood by him, weeping and showing the coat and the garment which Dorcas made while she was with them. And I just believe that they were proud of what this woman accomplished meant, of the type of woman that she was, of the deeds that she did. And they could look at good things that she did and see them before their eyes and show others some of the things that Dorcas did while she was living. They were sorrowful because she was no longer with them. But the word of God tells us, but Peter, he didn't really come to look at the things that Dorcas had made. He didn't come for the purpose to admire those things that she had that everybody else was looking at. He was on on business for the Lord. He came to be used of God so that God could move inside of do a miracle in her life. And the word of God tells us, it tells us that in that 40th verse, but Peter put them all out. You see, they were weeping and they were showing the coats and the garments that Dorcas had made while she was with them. But then the man of God put them out. He put them out, and you know what he did? He kneeled down. He kneeled down and prayed and turned him to the body. I like that because the Word of God tells us, he said that the man, Peter, kneeled down and prayed. He was praying to the Father. He was praying to our God. He was praying that and make an intercession for this woman. And then he turned to the body that was dead. The body that ceased to breathe. The body that couldn't move any longer. The body that eyes could not open up. The body that the hand did not move any longer. The body that the blood wasn't running warm in the veins any longer. The Word of God says that he turned to the body and said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes. And when she saw Peter, she sat up. Oh, what a miracle. Oh, what a blessing. Oh, what authority that the man of God walked in. The Bible tells us, again, it's worth repeating, if we have the faith of a grain of mustard seed, and you know how small that is, if you have the faith of a grain of mustard seed, say to the mountain, be thou moved. If you visualize a mountain, how big and vast a mountain is, and you look at a mountain, it looks like it's unmovable. But when we can have faith in God, no matter how big the problem may seem, or no matter what you may be going through, and no matter what they've seen in the natural, because they had already washed her body, and they had laid her out for people to come in to see her and to see the works that she had done. But see, it wasn't over until God said it's over. Somebody ought to hear me. It was not over until God said it was over. In the natural, it looks like her days for living, her days for doing these alms and for making all these gorgeous things that she did, made, that it was going to cease, that it wasn't any longer going to be. But the man of God didn't have the same insight that they had. They was looking at that it's over and done with. All we can do is look at her body. All we can look at is the things that she did and the things that she made that was around about them. But they couldn't see, apparently, her getting up. I want to tell you today that sometimes people can't see you when you get up. Sometimes people see you as being stagnant in your life, and they don't see you moving. I'm talking about not only in that physical death, but I'm talking about in your life. Somebody has thought in their mind that it's over for Terry. It's over for Keith. It's over for Sally Sue. But yet they don't know what God has in store and what God is going to do in their life. Not only physical, like Dorcas, like Tabitha, they did not visualize that she was going to live again. Somebody don't realize that no matter what a person may have gone through, And no matter how the situation looks in their life, and maybe they just may be down and been down for a while, but it's not over. It's not over. God has a blessing with a name on it. God has a healing for them. God has a deliverance for them. Sometimes we write people off. I'm still talking about the word of God. I'm still talking about the man that was sick, had palsy for 8 years. I'm still talking about Dorcas that was raised from the dead. I'm telling you that you have to know the God that you serve. And what it looks like today, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to look that way on tomorrow. What it looked like last week, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to look that way this week. And even God gives us to know that that faith that we ought to have in him, that no matter how it looks, that God is able to move on your behalf. It took this man 8 years to lay in the same position or to lay in the same bed. But the man of God, the man that walked in the authority and the power of God, he told the man to rise, get up, make his bed. It's time for us to rise, get up. And all those things that we have let just lie there, and all those things that we didn't believe God for, and all those things that we said it was over with, and all those times that people have said to us, she's not going to make it, or he's not going to make it, are they not going to ever be anything? You got to know the God who that you serve. I say to you today that if you are a believer, you serve the King of Kings, the God, the King that has the whole entire world in his hand. You serve the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, that has all the substance, all the things of this life. He has the catalyst upon a thousand hills. He has everything that you may need in your life. But we have to have that confidence and faith. We got to stop saying, this looked too hard. This looked too difficult. I can't do it. I can't do it. We got to get the I can't out, and we got to change that. That I believe God, just like the man of God, he walked in the power of God. And because he walked in the power and authority of God, he was able to speak with authority to these, to the man that was sick for 8 years and was able to raise Dorcas from her bed where she lies with no breath, with no life in her. God, he is a God that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today. We thank you today, God, for another day. We thank you, God, for another day of life. We thank you, God, for another day, God, that souls will be saved and lives will be changed. We thank you today that our faith has another opportunity, God, to soar in you. We thank you today, God, that we believe, God, that we can do all things through you, through Christ, that strengthens us. God, we thank you, God, for every human being that you have put upon this earth. Father, some are not saved, some are saved, but we ask the Lord in the name of Jesus for those that are not saved. We pray, God, even today, that you will save them, that you will deliver them, God, that they'll be believers, God, and they'll believe your word like the disciples did, like the men of God in the word of God did, and that, God, they too can walk in the authority, the power of you. And, God, even those, God, that are saved, and, God, they're stagnated in their walk with you, God, I pray even now that they be not conformed to this world, but they will be transformed by the renewing of their mind, God, so that they, too, can be able to walk in the authority and the power of your word. Father, I thank you for healing all over this continent, all over, God, this world. God, those that was born blind, God, that they will be able to see. Those, Lord God, that have been lame from their mother's womb, God, that they'll be able to walk. Those that the doctor told them that they'll never walk again, God, that they will be able to walk. God, those, God, that the doctor's given bad report, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that report that they have given to these individuals or given to these people, God, that it will not be so. Because, God, your miracle-working power will manifest it in their lives. And, Father, we just thank you, God, even now. We thank you for you being God and for you being God all by yourself. Father, we just thank you, Father God, for this day. We thank you, Lord God, for people everywhere. We thank you, Father, for looking upon them and blessing them, and they're going in and they're coming out. Father, today, we just want to send special blessings to Cynthia Smith. We want to bless her. We want to bless her family. God, we want to bless her in her going in and her coming out. And Father, Lord, everything that she touched, we pray a special blessing upon her. We thank you, God, for looking upon MacArthur Smith, Petty Pender, Anthony Smith, and all of their children and all of those that are so dear to them. Lord, I pray even now that you will open the windows of heaven and that you will pour them out blessings, God, that there be not room enough to receive, and that you will rebuke the devourer for their sake. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done today and all, God, that you're going to do according to your word. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You have been listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm Pastor Dr. Barry Smith McCoy. Join us on this coming Wednesday at the very same time. May God bless you, and may he keep you, is our prayer.